time for the VMAP Minute with Brother Jeff Maynor, 32nd Degree.
The Valley Membership Achievement Project, affectionately known as VMAP, is intended to help each valley carry out its service to the Scottish Rite by providing the very best experience for Scottish Rite members. Huge project, huge undertaking, and we know you've got questions. And just a heads up, you can get some of those questions answered at the Scottish Rite workshops coming up in Houston, Phoenix, and Charlotte in the spring of 2016. Go to scottishrite.org/VMAP to get the details on that. But if you've got questions, email them to vmap@scottishrite.org, and you might be featured right here on the VMAP Minute. And joining me now for the VMAP Minute from the Valley of Baton Rouge is VMAP Chairman Brother Jeff Maynor. Brother Jeff, I understand you are coming to Washington to do some discussion on VMAP.
I am. I'm actually headed up to Washington on Sunday night. Monday, we're going to have an all-day VMAP committee meeting at the House of the Temple. And we're going to go over the feedback that we've received about things that work and things that don't work. We're going to revamp the VMAP workbook for 2016 so that all the valleys can re-enroll in the program for next year. I think we're making very small changes. Hopefully we'll get a lot of feedback from the workshops that will lead to a bigger change in the next year. But we definitely want to key in on some things that valleys had a lot of success with and remove the things that have not been successful across the jurisdiction. So that's what we're going to be working on Monday.
Well, VMAP has been really successful, but it's a big project and, you know, requires a little tweaking, a little tinkering. So, and it's still in its infancy. So this is an opportunity to sort of take a look at everything that's gone on so far, correct?
Well, you know, VMAP is a journey for every valley, but VMAP itself is on its own journey to be a better and more useful program to the valleys as they implement it. So we're trying to do our best to shepherd that grassroots feel and make sure that everybody's feedback is taken into account and that we properly keep it connected to the members, because that's really who the whole program belongs to.
As you travel, as you talk to brothers, as you get questions online from vmap@scottishrite.org or on SR Chirp or what have you, what is the question that keeps popping up at this point? Is there one that's sort of a common theme, a common thread?
So the question I'm getting most often right now is, well, what do we do now? And, you know, I attempted to answer that question. I'm not sure how well I did in an article that's in the most recent Scottish Rite Journal. And really said there's three key things you got to do. One, you got to fill out your workbook and return it. Even if you didn't hit the achievement level, we need that workbook back because we need the feedback. What did you do? What didn't you do? How does that help the program grow? Second thing we need people to do is take the new workbook that we're going to prepare and send out and re-enroll for next year. Remake that commitment to your membership to make it the best possible experience. Take the program, take a step forward from where you are this year, and continue that growth journey that you're on. And then the third thing we need people to do is come to the workshops. The feedback we're going to get at those workshops, the ideas that come about in those conversations where you just get a bunch of brothers around the table and say, hey guys, how do we solve these problems? How do we make Scottish Rite a better member experience? I can't even begin to tell you how valuable that is. I'm sure VMAP came out of it. So clearly it's a wonderful thing. So we need everybody to come to the workshops. It's not just for your valley leaders. It is for every member of the Scottish Rite. So please consider attending those workshops.
And speaking of those Scottish Rite workshops, Lieutenant Grand Commander Jim Cole is going to join us on next month's Tyler's Place podcast to discuss those workshops, why you should come, why you should consider maybe getting a few brothers together and going on a little road trip or a little airplane trip, as it were, to come and learn more about VMAP and get yourself a little bit more involved. They're going to be a lot of fun, but they're also going to be a great learning experience and give you a lot of tools to use in your valley. So you can get the information about those workshops at scottishrite.org.